doctor heals him.
He looks tired.
Well, why doesn't he put down his bags?
How do I know? Careful.
Say something to him.
Look.
What?
His neck.
I see nothing.
Here. Ooh.
I say.
A running sore.
It's the rope.
It's the rubbing.
It's inevitable.
It's the knot.
It's the chafing.
He's not bad looking.
Would you say so?
A trifle effeminate.
Oh, look at the slobber.
It's inevitable.
And look at the slaver.
Perhaps he's a halfwit.
A cretin.
It looks like a goiter.
It's not certain.
He's panting.
It's inevitable.
And his eyes.
What about them?
Goggling out of his head.
Oh, he looks at his last gasp to me.
It's not certain. Ask him a question.
Oh, would that be a good thing?
What do we risk?
Mister?
Louder.
Mister, leave him in peace. Oh. Can't you see he wants to rest? Pipe. Basket. What can you expect? It's not his job. Ah, that's better.
Please, sir.
What is it, my good man?
You're finished with the, you don't need the bones, sir?
You couldn't have waited.
No, no, he does well to ask. Do I need the chicken bones? No, personally, I do not need them anymore. But... But in theory, the bones go to the carrier. He is therefore the one to ask. Go on, don't be afraid. Ask him, he'll tell you.
Mister... Excuse me, mister.
You're being spoken to, pig. Reply. Try him again.
Excuse me, mister. The bones. You won't be wanting the bones?
Mister. Reply. Do you want them or don't you? They're yours. I don't like it. I've never known him refuse a bone before. Nice business it'd be if he fell sick on me.
It's a scandal!
Are you alluding to anything in particular?
To treat a man like that. I think that... No. A human being. No. It's a scandal.
A disgrace.
You are severe. What age are you, if it's not a rude question? 60? 70? What age would you say he was?
11.
I am impertinent. I must be getting on. Thank you for your society. Unless I smoke another pipe before I go, what do you say? Oh, I'm only a small smoker, a very small smoker. I'm not in the habit of smoking two pipes, one on top of the other. It makes my heart go pitter-pat. It's the nicotine. One absorbs it in spite of one's precautions. You know how it is. But perhaps you don't smoke. Yes, no, it's of no importance. But how am I to sit down now without affectation, now that I have risen? Without appearing to, how shall I say, without appearing to falter, I beg your pardon? Perhaps you didn't speak. It's of no importance. Let me see. Mm.
that's better.
Let's go.
So soon?
One moment, stool. More. There. Done it.
Let's go.
I hope I'm not driving you away. Wait a little longer. You'll never regret it.
We're in no hurry.
The second is never so sweet. As the first, I mean. But it's sweet just the same.
I'm going.
He can no longer endure my presence. I am perhaps not particularly human, but who cares? Think twice before you do anything rash. Suppose you go now while it is still day, for there is no denying it is still day. Good. What happens in that case? I'm out. What happened in that case to your appointment with this Godin, anyhow you see who I mean, who has your future in his hands, at least your immediate future?
Who told you?
He speaks to me again. If this goes on much longer, we'll soon be old friends.
Why doesn't he put down his bags?
I, too, would be happy to meet him. The more people I meet, the happier I become. From the meanest creature, one departs wiser, richer, more conscious of one's blessings. Even you, who knows, will have added to my store.
Why doesn't he put down his bags?
But that would surprise me.
You're being asked a question.
A question? Who? What? A moment ago, you were calling me sir in fear and trembling. Now you're asking me questions. No good will come of this.
I think he's listening.
What?
You can ask him now. He's on the alert.
Ask him what?
Why he doesn't put down his bags.
I wonder.
Ask him, can't you?
You want to know why he doesn't put down his bags, as you call them.
That's it.
Are you sure you agree with that?
Well, he's puffing like a grandpa.
The answer is this. But stay still, I beg of you. You're making me nervous.
Here.
What is it?
He's about to speak.
Good. Is everybody ready? Is everybody looking at me? Will you look at me, pig? Good.
He puts his pipe in his pocket, takes out a little vaporizer, and sprays his throat. Puts back the vaporizer in his pocket, clears his throat, spits, takes out the vaporizer again, sprays his throat again, puts back the vaporizer in his pocket.
I am ready. Is everybody listening? Is everybody ready? Hog! I don't like talking in a vacuum. Good. Let me see.
I'm going.
What was it exactly you wanted to know?
Why he...
Don't interrupt me! If we all speak at once, we'll never get anywhere. What was I saying? What was I saying?
Vladimir mimics one carrying a heavy burden. Potso looks at him, puzzled.